Yeah, so much has gone on. You've had a baby. I had a massive heart attack. I mean, wow, what a December. But
It's a lot.
I just want to share, I think I learned something about joy because of
What'd you
that
learn?
massive heart attack on December 11th. You know, while I was, they had to defibrillate me twice to bring me back. And while I
Wow.
was going down, and yeah, it was an unbelievable feeling, probably the most peace I've ever felt in my life, to be honest with you. And I was just having a real heart-to-heart conversation with Jesus and saying, if this is your will, I know your will is perfect and you know what's best for me, but what about my wife? What about my kids? What about my grandkids? And so we were just having that conversation. And I look at life a little differently now. You know, people always ask me, I guess it's very common to be really anxious or depressed or angry after a major heart attack like that. And I don't have any of those things, Timory. I just wake up every morning and pretty much every minute of every day just thinking about how blessed I am. And so when we're talking about the difference between happiness and joy, I think I learned something. Happiness is important. We all want to be happy. But it's fleeting, right? It's based
Right.
on earthly experiences. It's based on
Feeling good.
material things. Yeah, feeling good. And so it's temporary. But joy is something different. Joy is spiritual at its nature.
It's a virtue.
It's exactly, it's lasting because it's based on inward circumstances. Who am I? I am a child of God. Truly believe that, we say it, we hear the words. But if you truly believe it, how can you not be joyful? Doesn't mean you're always going to be happy. There are going to be bad days. But joy is a step beyond happiness.
And this is such an important distinction, Jim, because there's one side where the world just chases feeling good. And I appreciate the example of your heart attack because you don't feel good when you have a heart attack. And you don't feel good necessarily as you're recovering. And there are a lot of moments where we don't feel good in life in simple ways or extreme ways. But this is the example where we could have this resentment for any type of experience we've been through. And that can get in the way of not just feeling good at the moment and happiness, but it can get in the way of joy, of this total trust and peace in our Lord that's rooted in God. And you hit the nail on the head when you said having a sense of knowledge of who you are, that internal sense of satisfaction, but that only comes truly in relation to understanding yourself as a creature before the Creator, God who created us, who has a purpose, both a universal purpose of holiness to be with God, but also an individual purpose in how we get there.
Yeah, and one of the things here at Integrity Restored, we always tell people that we're working with, they have to remember they are a beloved son or daughter of a merciful God. And those words, think about it, that little baby that you hold in your arms, that love that you feel for her feels like bigger than anything else. But God's love for us is even bigger. It's even bigger. It's amazing. It's incredible. And so if we constantly remind ourselves of that, it's much easier then for us to look for joy and live in joy, even when we're not in a state of happiness.